KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy and 46 degrees. Some areas of fog along the river valleys. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy with a high around 80. In Southwest Iowa News, sheriff's officials in Fremont County report two pets died in a house fire Sunday night. Authorities were notified of the blaze at a residence in the 1000 block of Fillmore Street in Sydney a little before 9 p.m. Sheriff's deputies, Sydney Fire and Rescue, Hamburg Fire and Rescue, and Tabor Fire all responded to the scene. Sheriff Astrup said the homeowner was not home at the time of the fire, but two dogs were inside and they were found deceased due to smoke inhalation. Bystanders advised they observed smoke coming from the home and gained entry in an attempt to rescue the animals inside. The cause of the fire is unknown. The Iowa State Patrol Sunday afternoon updated a report we brought to you Sunday morning that about a woman who was injured during a motorcycle accident in Crawford County Saturday night. Well, she died from her injuries. 52-year-old Julie Promes of Denison died after being transported by ambulance to the Crawford County Hospital. Authorities said earlier that the woman was a passenger on a 2020 Can-Am Spyder that was traveling north near 522 Highway 39 with a three-wheeled motorcycle operated by 59-year-old Craig Promes, also of Denison, made a sharp turn. Julie Promes fell off. The accident, which happened around 9:25 p.m. Saturday, remains under investigation. Elsewhere in the news, the CAM school board will meet during a regular session tonight at 6:30 in the CAM High School Superintendent's office. Among their discussion and action items is approval of a board policy 106, along with supporting documents, a homecoming highway relay, a daycare agreement, the 2018-19 audit report, and approval of the disposal of a truck and a trailer. The Trump-Pence campaign has announced Donald Trump Jr. will make a stop in Traynor this afternoon during a Make America Great Again event at the Traynor Community Center. The event begins at 2 p.m. and the doors open an hour before the event or at 1 o'clock. According to the campaign's website, persons may only register up to 2 tickets per mobile number per event. All tickets are subject to first-come, first-served basis. You register by using the link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. For more information about the tickets and a COVID-19 disclaimer, it's available in the same story on the web at KJAN.com. Now, the MAGA tour will make stops also in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. President Trump made an ethanol announcement via Twitter this weekend. Trump indicated EPA rules will be changed so states may choose to let gas pumps dispense a 15% blend of ethanol called E15 from pumps that are currently used for E10. Trump called Iowa Senator Joni Ernst on Saturday as she was meeting with campaign volunteers.
Mr. President, go ahead.
Good. I'm just putting out an order that, let's see, our important ethanol industry will be allowed to use the 10% pumps for the 15% blend. That saves tremendous amounts of money for the people in the ethanol industry, like hundreds of millions of dollars, I hear, is the conversion, and there's no reason to do it.
Farm groups said the news will help to promote consumer acceptance of the higher blend of ethanol and suggested it will increase demand for corn and corn prices. Critics called Trump's announcement an election year gambit that depends on state approval and faulted Trump for failing to deny waivers the oil industry seeks to get out of the requirement that ethanol be blended into gasoline. As Trump spoke by phone with Ernst on Saturday, he thanked the campaign volunteers in the room and revealed that former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, the current U.S. ambassador to China, will be flying back to Iowa to campaign for Trump's re-election. Branstad's son, Eric, who played a key role in Trump's 2016 victories in Iowa and Wisconsin, is a senior advisor to Trump's 2020 campaign. And the U.S. ambassador to China will step down early next month, ending a 3-year tenure marked by a trade war and increasing bitter relations between the world's two largest economies. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing said former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad had confirmed his decision in a phone call with President Trump last week. It did not give a reason for his departure, though. Trade relations soured under Trump and other disputes followed over technology, human rights, and the response to the coronavirus pandemic. Branstad has become embroiled in recent controversy when China's official People's Daily newspaper rejected an opinion piece by him. Well, vehicles lined up on a grassy field in Des Moines Park this weekend for the first ever drive-in Polk County Democrats steak fry. Radio Iowa's Kay Henderson has this report.
The horns did the cheering for the speeches, which could be seen on two big screens and heard over loudspeakers or an FM frequency broadcast within the confines of the field. Polk County Democratic Party Chairman Sean Bagnuski says 900 people were served dinner in their vehicles by a corps of volunteers on golf carts.
Making this one of the biggest Democratic events in America this year.
Jeff Perry of Ankeny got to the field early and parked in the front row. So
cramming everybody into a big confined space. We're doing it the socially distant and responsible way.
The rain held off, and as the sun set behind a line of mature trees, the voice of vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris carried across the field. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi recorded a video for the event, too. Congresswoman Cindy Axne and Teresa Greenfield, the Democratic Party's candidate for U.S. Senate, spoke to the crowd in person. I'm O.K. Henderson.
In the funeral report, Albert F. Bud Wolf, age 91, who was formerly of Harlan, died Friday at Mercy One Johnston Hospice Care in Johnston. A celebration of life for Bud Wolf will be held on Friday at 3 o'clock at the Ankeny Free Church in Ankeny, Iowa. Following the service, a gathering will be held in the outdoor courtyard, and Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic to former Sears Building, I'm Rick Henson reporting.